stuff. So obnoxious.
I love our theme song.
I do too.
Lex and Stacy's threesome. How sexy is that?
Oh, you know.
That's probably what one of our threesomes would be like, whoever the third bitch is, you know?
It would last about as long.
Hey, what are we all doing? Lex and Stacy's threesome. Take your clothes off. I mean, we wouldn't find a third person, I don't think. There's nobody that fucking scary to jump in with the two of us. I'm pretty sure of it. There wasn't back then, and it isn't now.
We could turn on Desperado.
We certainly haven't gotten prettier. That much I do know.
No.
But
age still marches on.
We're still holding up pretty good, so fuck it.
Yes.
So, threesome means we do things in threes at times, and Stacy and I are suckers for conspiracy theories.
Yes.
So we've been combing the world for some of our favorite little conspiracy theories, and we got some real beauties. Mine are pretty run-of-the-mill, I would say. I don't think anybody would be surprised by them, but then again, they might. I don't know. But the first one I want to talk about, conspiracy theory, is the moonwalk.
That is a good one.
There are people that think the moonwalk was totally filmed, put together in a studio. I don't know why that would happen. For starters, I don't know why they impressed the Russians or something.
I have theories. I actually don't think that's far off base.
To let them know we can go there, that we're so badass that we can just go to the fucking moon if we want to. And the next thing is, if we can go to the moon, we can certainly go up your Kremlin ass. Is that pretty much it?
I do not doubt that we were, that we were on the moon. I do truly believe that we were there, that we walked, we did it all. But, you know, I've heard the stories, you know, them saying that the equipment used to get them to the moon was the equivalent, the computer equivalent of, like, the old VIC-20s.
Yeah.
The computers that came before the Commodore 64 back in the 80s. That this was not, like, you know, impressive computing that was going on. And I truly believe that the quality, you know, if they tried broadcasting video back to us, I don't know if we had the capability to catch that. So I do think that stuff happened in a studio because it was very, very important for us, the people, to be sitting there in their living rooms watching this stuff on TV. I'm not in any way saying that we didn't hit the moon, that we didn't land there. I don't want to take anything away from Neil Armstrong or anything. But
Okay. Wait. So you think that we went, but we didn't have the capability to actually give those type of images. So we went ahead and provided imagery based on what his script was while he was up there. Like, we could talk back and forth, but we couldn't video back and forth. And therefore,
we might not have even been able to talk. I don't know. I have really nothing to back it, but there's enough going on with the video that we've seen, like with the corner of the flag fluttering and stuff. There are little things that have led me personally to think that at least that stuff right there that you're looking at probably was not actually the moon.
Okay, maybe so. I think we went.
Oh, I think we went, too. I don't in any way, again, don't think that we faked all of that. I just don't think that, you know, maybe they were taking pictures. I'm sure that the pictures that the guys took up there, those are clear. Those, after they got back, provided us with visual, you know, the imagery of the moon and stuff. I believe all that is true. But that night when everyone was sitting at home watching the first step and everything, I don't know if we had the capability to see that.
Yeah.
But they had to show it to us.
But then again, you never know. If you can build a rocket that sends people into space with three fucking dudes and a car sitting on top of it, video doesn't sound real impressive to me. But shooting your ass into space does.
Yes. And knowing, again, that they did it with a VIC-20, that is really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I'm not taking anything away from those guys. And, you know, the fact that the sheer bravery of putting them their bodies into that tin can that got them there, good for them. They are true explorers and heroes, but
certainly could have shot stuff while they were on the moon.
Exactly.
You know, so they certainly could have done that. And when when you see the imagery of them shooting stuff on the moon compared to the stuff of them, you know, shooting stuff back to Earth, it looks the same to me.
Yes.
But maybe, you know, conspiracy theory thinking it was, you know, pretty much to go up Brezhnev's ass or Khrushchev or whoever was in power.
Well, I mean,
at the
time. Was the thing, too. Yes, it was very important that we beat them. They needed that video. If you just said, yeah, they're up there. Yeah, they did it. Great. You know, everyone's kind of like, there would be even more conspiracy theories now that we never went.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, they had to show you video. They had to. I understand why it happened.
Well, they've also, haven't they, shot a telescope that's got, like, real hardcore resolution that shows some stuff they left up there and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, there's, yeah.
Yeah.
So. You can see that stuff. Again, I am not in any way saying we didn't actually go. I just don't think that, you know, in 1969, we had the capability to get quality video back in time to show the folks for 6 o'clock news,
all right.
You know.
I'm going to say I can live with that theory, that that's a possibility. That it was augmented. Done, but augmented.
Yes.
Okay. We'll put that one to bed then. Because we got others to talk about. Yours are fucked up. I don't know. I'm ready to move on to this shit. So bring it.
Okay. I'll go with black helicopters first.
All right. What about
They've kind of died down a bit. It seemed to be a 90s thing, and it seemed to go with the whole New World Order thing. And I'm trying to remember. Some like congresswoman or senator, but on the state level, I think, you know, like out in Idaho, Iowa or something, had made a comment that there were black helicopters landing in her, you know, jurisdiction, and she really wishes that the government would stop doing that. And it has come about, people seem to think that there were these helicopters that were landing that had absolutely no marking. You know, because any helicopter that you see or airplane has, like, registration numbers, you know, those numbers on the side and stuff. So you can figure out. These helicopters allegedly had nothing on them. And conspiracy theorists quickly began to say that it was all part of the New World Order. It was how we, you know, the government and the world governments, you know, were going to be taking over the United States and all that. I do not believe it, but the thing I love about conspiracy theories, I love knowing what other people think.
Here's what I think. That's such bullshit. It's not beyond our government to use black fucking helicopters. They use black fucking everything. Black cars, black helicopters, black planes, black...
Men in black.
Yeah, you know, black ops, black water, black... blackety black black.
And
you know
a
why?
Black president.
Yeah. What's up? Black is intimidating. This just in. It scares people. If you have white helicopters, people aren't scared of those.
Or the even less scarier Hello Kitty helicopters.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not scared of those.
No.
You're like, hey, it's a Hello Kitty helicopter. Little do you know that there's fucking laser beams and bombs.
It's like Airwolf. There.
That'd be the way to fuck with people, right there. Oh my God, it's a Hello Kitty, people! Hide the cocaine! Yeah, that's the black helicopter thing was cool, and it was I think it was called the United States Militia Movement.
Okay.
And it was an alleged conspiratorial military takeover, martial law, and was very popular in the 90s. But I pretty much think it's just when powder coating came in style and they had everything done like that. That's what I think.
Well, I know my brother, he was at work one day and I was at home and he had called and we were just talking. And during the course of our just kind of bullshitty conversation, one of us was on a website and it was basically a contest using Google Earth to find black helicopters. And he and I spent such an enjoyable afternoon, the two of us scouring Google Earth looking for black helicopters, because occasionally you can find them. And he found, you know, a bunch at some Air Force base up in like Alberta, Canada or something. You know, it was just really fun to be watching and looking for helicopters that are parked in the weirdest places.
Yeah, it's such a regular mode of transportation anymore that... You know, it really doesn't impress me, you know, to say the least.
I know here in BFE, at least once a month, what are those big military helicopters that have like the two rotors, yeah, one on the tail and the big...
I forget what
is
they're
it a Chinook
called.
Chinook or something?
Yeah, Chinooks, yeah. Yeah. That,
they fly over.
Sure. You're in Michigan. You're near Lake Michigan. Yeah, of course. It's a waterway, yes, it's a shipping area, a couple of hundred miles above you, you know, not a big deal.
I shouldn't be talking. My brother and I have this thing where we both will say just terrible things at the wrong time, inadvertently, and then, like, you know, you realize you've just said, like, the shittiest thing ever. And back a month or two ago, my brother was home, and here locally, there was an air show, and a plane crashed. But it was like an old plane. And my brother immediately posted on Facebook saying, because it looked like a North Korean plane. And he was like, oh my God, it's Red Dawn, you know. And he went on and on. And then someone messaged him and said, you know, that was someone from our hometown that died. And so he had to take it down. In a town of 4,000 people, we all kind of know who it is. So he's like, damn it.
Not only did you not say nothing nice, but you called us Koreans. North Koreans.
Condolences.
Yeah. I just don't think there's a new world order. I don't think anybody can organize good enough to do a new world order.
See, I'm glad I didn't use that one then, because, and I don't understand it. I have actually tried reading it, but there are those who believe in some resolution with the UN or something, and they will tell you what it is, and I didn't look it up. It's like Article 91 or something, and I've tried reading it, and you have to be a lawyer, you know, to understand it. So it is just breathtakingly bland and understandable. But apparently this is where... allegedly the United States has handed itself over to the UN, and that's why eventually they want everyone living in cities, so that the US and the UN and the New World Order can take all of the farmlands of the United States, so they're growing food for the whole world, and they're going to take our land, man, and all this kind of stuff.
That's so fucking stupid. Who believes that?
A lot of people.
I know, but it's like, come on. With the egomaniacal bastards that run this place, you think they're going to hand ourselves over to somebody? No. Would you hand power over if you had it, Stacy? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't, unless, you know, they were promising you more power.
No.
And what more power would there be?
We're the United fucking States. We have more power, dickhead. I don't need you.
I know, but
I don't need you coming over and offering more power when we have what is it? More power.
I'm just saying. I'm sure there's always more power.
Tell you what, you leave and we won't blow you the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You understand? I live in the land of the militia.
Yeah.
And you know that whole thing that was happening out in Nevada with the what's his name, Clive.
Yeah.
Bundy Ranch, whatever it is. I truly live the Michigan militia, you know, of Oklahoma City bombing fame. Still very much alive. They are all around me. We can hear them when they play their war games.
Yeah. Well, fuck them. Why they had to kill a bunch of innocent people, I have no idea. I went to that memorial.
Did you?
And it was absolutely overwhelming. It just hits you so fucking strong that, I mean, people with families, moms, dads, you know, just going to work, trying to earn a living, got blown up by some fuckhead for no reason whatsoever. And I go running that marathon every year, and I make sure I spend some time there, and it's chilling. It really is.
Uh-huh.
That happened on our soil.
Did they put that right where the building was?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's beautiful, and it's very simple. It's not overdone, and
good.
And it's And they have a museum, which is really hard to walk through. And it makes me hate people like that.
Yes.
You know, it just does. Because those aren't the people you want to kill. Those aren't the people doing to you what you think is being done to you.
Right.
They're just at a desk looking at facts and figures and, you know, looking up Lex Daly's taxes that he's behind on.
See, you're part of the problem then, man.
No, I'm not. I'm on a payment plan. Hey, sorry, needed my retirement to get out of my divorce. What do you want?
Yes.
Didn't take enough out for Uncle Sam. It's all good. We have an agreement.
Yeah.
No garnish wages here. It's like, good. Hey, give me a few years. We'll hook up. It's all good. So, I'll do my...
Well, I'm very proud of you.
I'll do my American part. It's all fine and good. And everything will be fine.
Good.
So, I have no need to... I have no anger or I'm not pissed off or anything like that. That's just, you know... Something you need to think about about your taxes when you're driving down a highway or something like that. That's the stuff that pays for those.
Exactly. I've tried explaining that to people when they're like, you know, we don't need to be paying. It's always, you know, the first thing you go for is welfare and social security, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, okay, then you'll never leave your house and, you know, don't drive on roads because you're paying for the roads too.
Yeah. It's not just welfare.
I know.
You know, it's crazy. Anyway, we're talking about real stuff here, and that's not good.
No.
We're dealing with conspiracy theories. Ready to move on to the next one?
Sure.
The Beatles. And that is, at the time, Paul and John being dead. John later on was dead, gunned down in New York City. So we
still
know
is.
We knew that wasn't a hoax.
No.
And, you know, of course, there's the rumor in the documentary that this is a faux McCartney that's going around everywhere. Not Paul. Paul's dead.
Fall.
Yeah, I know. So fucking stupid.
There's this movie and I wish I could remember what it is. And it's sort of documentary, but then they also sort of do it. I think they just didn't have the balls to either go all out with a documentary. I don't know, but it basically explains the whole how Paul did die in that car accident. And, you know, they had to do all this stuff to make the new guy look like Paul. And John even called him Fall. And, you know.
Listen, here's the fucking deal. The Beatles were bored. Brilliant and bored. Okay? They're tired of people fucking with them all the time. They're tired of people pawing at them, clawing at them, talking at them, calling them, wanting them. And they decided they were going to do something to fuck with everybody, and they did. The end. That's why, yes, at the end, that's why at the end of Sgt. Pepper's songs, you hear stuff like, "Hi, Barry, Paul," and stuff like that. And people are just sticking the hook in their mouth and believing it. I was a little fucking kid, and I was like, come on. Jesus. You buy
well,
this?
That and the copious amounts of LSD.
Yeah. That, and I, you know, I didn't learn to appreciate the Beatles till later in life.
Me too. And I'm still not all the way there.
I was not a big fan of the "I Want to Hold Your Hand" stuff and the early stuff. But I'm starting to be. I'm starting to appreciate some of it. You know, "Paperback Writer" and "That Bird Can Sing" and stuff like that. But my favorite Beatles song is "Dear Prudence."
Do you know who Prudence is?
No, I've always. I don't know if I want to know.
It's Mia Farrow's sister.
I said I don't know if I want to know.
Well, I just ruined it. I killed that for you.
I really thought it was his mother.
No, she was there doing the Yogi Raji thing with them. And they used to tease her because she was like in there meditating for so long. And they would go in and try to get her to come out and stop meditating for a while. But yes, Prudence is Mia Farrow's sister.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow, Prudence Farrow. Wonder if she's still alive.
I don't know. Wonder if she looks like Ronan.
It's a great fucking song. It gives me chills.
I saw Paul McCartney at the Pontiac Silverdome early 90s.
I did too. Not at the Silverdome, but at the LA Forum.
And I have to say, I was not a fan of, like, Hey Jude prior to that, but sitting there with 80,000 people, and there's no sound except for the bass drum up on stage and everyone, you know, doing the...
Yeah.
It was, like, very, very awesome.
I got blown away.
It was like, wow.
I got blown away by Live and Let Die. And Maybe I'm Amazed, which is one of my favorite songs. I love that song. I mean, Venus and Mars rock show. I like a lot of his stuff alone more so than some of the Beatles stuff. It's kind of weird like that. But
big
yeah.
Wings fan, were you?
But there was a lot of controversy in the Beatles thing. You know, people really bought into it. But you had to look at it and go, come on, man. You don't replace Paul McCartney. There's not a human being on earth you can find to make look like him, sound like him, be him. There's only one. They did voice identification shit, and, you know, it would match perfectly. So shut the fuck up with the Beatles thing. And John Lennon even used to laugh about it. Like, he's like, you really think so?
Remember when Eddie Murphy was the fifth Beatle, Clarence?
Yeah.
And they played that record backwards, and it's John going, "Hey, Paul, let's kick him out and steal all his ideas."
The black dude. Ruining the Beatles. That's good shit.
Oh, back when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yeah, because it sure isn't anymore.
No. You know, I wonder, is it because I'm old? Or was it just not funny, but it was funny because I was young back then?
No, you got to look at the body of work of the people on Saturday Night Live who were truly good. And it is a blueprint to when the show was good and when it wasn't. Like, to me, you know, there's the early cast. They went on to do numerous movies and had huge careers. And then there was a second wave with Bill Murray, you know, that came along.
He came the second year because I think Chevy Chase was only on the first year.
Yeah.
And then it was Bill Murray. But, you know, that was, you know, the Dan Aykroyds, the John Belushi. You hear stories because he and Dan Aykroyd shared an office there at 30 Rock or wherever it was.
Yeah.
And how bad it smelled in their office.
Yeah.
These two sweaty, coked out, unshowered comedians.
Yeah, and they were brilliant. It was obvious. You know, it was just totally obvious. They were just fucking brilliant. And you can just see the career paths. And if you go back 5 years of, like, when you see movies with a bunch of Saturday Night Live people in them, that's when you go back to where Saturday Night Live had good years going on.
Right.
Like, they haven't done anything good since the bridesmaid chick left. What's
Which
her name?
Was that? Was it Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
Or Maya Rudolph or whatever her name
is.
No, Kristen Wiig. I didn't think she was funny, but Kristen Wiig was very funny.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig is genius. She's great.
And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yeah, I mean, Amy Poehler pretty much rode Tina Fey's coattails. They were like best friends. I mean, she was okay, but Tina Fey is a fucking genius.
She is. And she's hot.
Yeah,
her genius makes her hot.
And I want to bury my business in her.
Sorry. You mean your cock?
Stacy. Yes, stupid.
I hadn't sworn yet, so there.
Yeah. There. Now your podcast cherry is broken.
For this one.
Are you happy?
See, I think that tweet should go out later today. Lex Daly's cock is enormously gifted and skilled.
Yeah, we had a rousing laughter over Terry's campaign to promote his geniusness. And the tweet was, what was it? Terry James is disturbingly talented. Anonymous.
Said by Anonymous, yes.
And he totally copped to it on the air. You know, appreciating the fact we all got the joke. And Stacy had a demented idea for me. She's like, you should do something about your penis. Lex Daly's penis is gigantic and huge. Anonymous gay dude. That's so fucked up.
I still think you should do it.
I may. I am toying with the idea.
I will write some up for you.
I may do it tonight just for him to fall off his chair, because he will.
Well, I'll jot down some ideas and send them to you.
That's the idea. In fact, let's do it now. See if anybody says anything. We have enough time left in the podcast, don't we?
Sure.
How long have we been in this thing, anyway?
I don't know. You're the one recording it.
Yeah, I know, but it's down the hall. I have no idea.
Oh, I guess I should have looked.
Yeah.
We'll just go with it.
Yeah.
You know, Lex Daly's penis is extremely gifted and skilled.
Yeah.
Enormously.
Yeah, I'm not going to say cock on Twitter. I'm not doing that.
Well, that makes you a pussy.
Oh, shut up. You know what my legal fees are?
I think that you can say cock on Twitter.
Yeah, you can.
I know a lot of people do.
I'm going to go with junk.
How about Wang?
That's an old school.
I think a whole series of Lex Daly's penis tweets.
Anonymous. He'll laugh his ass off, I promise.
Well, it is all about Terry's amusement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's fun to make Terry James laugh. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do this at Terry James. There we go. Sorry, I'm really slow at this.
Well, if you taught your enormously talented penis to type, it would have already taken care of it for you.
That's what's doing it.
Oh.
All right, there we go.
Lick my...
All right, there it goes.
Both hands.
All right, we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you for
that
idea.
Well, I think people just witnessed you your penis's first tweet.
You know, somebody,
I think history was just made.
You know, somebody's going to make an account.
Like Staley's penis. Oh, my God. I'm on my way now.
I will not retweet that. It'll die. It'll die with no followers and nobody caring. Just like real life. It'd be like my real life. Nobody will care about it.
Like Staley's penis.
All right.
It has its own Twitter account.
All right, hold on one sec. I got to go down the hall and see how long we've been into this thing. Hold on.
All right.
Say something funny.
Oh, man, we good.
That was quick.
Yeah, we got like 20 minutes.
All right.
Left to go, maybe a little more even, and then it'll be our song out. Let's dance, Daisy's threesome. No.
Well, I think it's my turn,
isn't it?
Do a conspiracy theory.
It is your turn to do a conspiracy theory.
It's not really a conspiracy theory, but I love cryptozoology. And I guess it is sort of a conspiracy that people see critters that they shouldn't be seeing.
All right. So we're talking Bigfoot, Loch Ness, shit like that.
My personal favorite are the Thunderbirds. There's really not a lot. They're the huge, huge, giant birds. That's the late 60s in Illinois, somewhere outside of Chicago, a 65-pound boy was picked up by one and dragged 35 feet. And his mother came out and, like, grabbed him and yanked him out of the bird's claws.
Wow.
Big, giant bird. They said that the people who saw it said the wingspan was, like, 12 feet.
Oh, my God. Like a pterodactyl or something?
They don't know it because it was not long after that. Some guy who was a Marine or Army. Sorry, I know that people hate it when people confuse the two, but some military guy, let's just say that, was out somewhere within 20 miles of that area fishing, and he filmed a giant bird up in a tree. Unfortunately, what they need to verify stuff like that is, like, you know, other trees nearby so that they can go, okay, it was this far away, that kind of thing. And they don't have that, but you can tell from looking at the bird in this video that it's huge. And it's just sitting up in this tree and finally takes off, and it looks ginormous.
I'd like to see that. I want you to send me the link for that.
Okay, I will look for it.
Because that would be awesome. I believe something like that can happen. That makes more sense to me than Bigfoot or something like that.
Well, Indian legends have the Thunderbirds, and that's kind of where the name was. When they said, scientists have said it would make sense. A bird that big cannot be pumping its wings all the time, so they would do a lot of soaring. And these birds, the Indian legend said that they rode in on the tops of, like, thunderheads, which would be providing a lot of updraft, I assume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They would come in and swoop down and, like, kill baby buffaloes and stuff.
Are they, could it possibly be condors or buzzards or?
They only eat dead things. I don't think that they go out and actually do the killing. They look for nice, ripe, rotten things to eat.
What's the biggest bird of prey left on Earth?
I don't know.
I mean, is it like the American eagle or something like that? Is it something that size?
I'm sure there's much bigger. I know the condor is the biggest bird, but again, I think those are carrion eaters. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's
because I think albatrosses have a giant wingspan too, but they are a waterfowl. They like go out in the ocean and kill things, I think. I really don't know much about birds.
Okay. 10 formidable birds of prey. Looking online right now. Martial eagle. Weighing up to 6.2 kilograms. What's that?
I don't know. I'm not Canadian.
Yeah. Sea eagle. Owls. It's mostly eagles. It's not even American eagle in there anywhere. It's like mostly owls and stuff like that. So
my husband actually saw a bald eagle yesterday or the day before. He called me and was like, oh, one just flew over the car. And it had disemboweled something because it was flying with entrails hanging out of its claws.
Oh, man.
Like, that's nice.
That's pretty badass, though. When you see an American eagle, a bald eagle, that's just so badass. It just gives you chills.
They are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are. And I saw one. God, where was I? It was in a place I wasn't expecting one, like California.
In your bathroom.
Oh. No, I've seen lots of things in my bathroom, but it's because I took something to make myself see it.
It's like, hey, I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah, there are some fun days. But those weren't conspiracies. That really happened. I was just too fucked up to do anything about it. You want to fuck me? No, not really. I want to go do another rail and some shots. Maybe later. Okay.
Skedaddle.
Yeah. It's been a fun ride to get here, Stace. It's like a... I don't do anything like that anymore. I just dream of it. I may go out that way. I may just buy like a pound of blow and just explode my heart.
Kerplooey.
There won't be any conspiracy theory there.
Well, make sure you write a suicide note, but write it in with like your other hand. So then someone somewhere will go, well, that's not Lex's handwriting. Someone else must have done it.
Yeah, so... my beneficiaries get their life insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should make it all set up so it looks like a huge, giant conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Because that would happen with me. I'm that important. Like I'm the fucking president or something.
Well, I know that I would turn the Twitter count, like Staley's penis, into all about your death and... it would be very tasteful.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it'd be a really nice thing.
On the 20th anniversary, I'd re-release some new pictures from the crime scene, that kind of thing, you know.
All right, I want to move on to my last conspiracy.
Okay.
Which is that George Bush was the architect of 9/11. Now, I was not a big George Bush fan, but I don't think George Bush had anything to do with 9/11.
I think his evil henchmen had everything to do with it.
I don't.
Man could barely walk and chew food at the same time.
I know.
He didn't architect anything.
I don't think Cheney or any of those guys architect anything either. I think the fact that they were fucking with everything else all over the world and pissing people off enough where somebody took actually 8 to 10 years to come up with a most evil fucking plan you can come up with, including having people move here, integrate into our colleges and our jobs and everything else, learn how to fly planes, learn how to parachute, learn how to shoot guns, learn how to do all kinds of things, and eventually one day get on a plane all together, hijack them, and fly them into the building.
I think that out of probably the only other conspiracy, and it's not, this isn't mine, but the other conspiracy would be like JFK's assassination. That and 9/11 seemed to me to have the most wealth of information. If you're looking for facts and reasons why people think that there is a conspiracy behind either of those two events, I think there's a lot to it. I am really kind of wishy-washy with it, and I think it's because ultimately I can't believe that the U.S. government would do that to its own people.
I don't either.
I have to think that they can.
I don't either. I think somebody would stop that plan in its paces and go, we're not going to kill our own people. Another plan, please.
But there is a lot of evil out there.
And we're certainly not going to do 3,000 of them. No.
Hey, it got us into a war, didn't it?
We could have gone to war anyway.
You know, they say that because everyone looks at, you know, Pearl Harbor as our reason for getting into World War II, and there are some that say that there was actually a U.S. submarine out there somewhere in the Pacific that shot down a Japanese plane, and that is why the Japanese came over and bombed Pearl Harbor, and that was then our excuse to get into World War II.
Yeah, so what?
Well, it would kind of be the same thing. Not wanting to sound flippant about it at all, but, you know, 3,000 people does make a statement, and it certainly got us into a war.
If that really ever was brought to light, nobody would ever be able to trust anybody again.
I know. And that's what's scary. You know, we choose to keep our heads in the sand about a lot of stuff because the alternative is terrifying.
But we also try to induce things that are ridiculous, too. There's that, too.
I agree.
I mean, can it be that simple that we fucked with somebody for so long that he actually found a way with minimal resources to get that done using our own shit, using our own... I mean, isn't that the beauty of that plan, of how it used our own resources to do it?
I think that's kind of the other end of the spectrum then. You know, either you choose to live with your head in the sand and not pay attention, or then the idea that this man who was in a cave somewhere with no internet access was able to pull this off.
But you look
it's
at
astounding.
But you look at it, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to have internet access. The guy going 20 miles into the woods to get his marching orders has to have internet access.
Exactly.
And, you know, we didn't see it coming, let's face it. We time and time again knew this guy was a threat. As big a Bill Clinton fan as I was, he knew this guy was a threat, didn't do anything about it. George Bush
yes,
didn't.
But prior to that, he was friends. I mean, you know, the loyalties and all that changed on a whim, too.
Yeah, but they knew it changed. They had their eye on him. And that was on Bill Clinton's watch. And when W took over, he could have done something about it before that happened. He didn't. They knew this guy hated us, loathed us, had the resources to fuck with us, and they just let it go.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything about it. They had intel. Lots of it. Turns out, yes, after the fact, they had tons of intel on this stuff, going back into the Clinton administration and carrying on through the first part of the Bush administration. When you see the look on W's face sitting in that school when he gets the news, you can't make me believe within a million fucking years that he knew a goddamn thing.
See, I look at that, though, and I think there's a little part of me that looks at that face when he's chewing on his lip, that kind of just like, oh, no. To me, it almost looked like, wow, they went through with it. I can't believe they did it.
No. Watch it.
Oh, I have.
I've watched it over and over and over again, and it's the look of the face of a man that knew that was coming and didn't think they had the balls to do it, or the resources, or had any chance to get a monument like that.
Right.
They could get on here and do a dirty bomb or something like that. They were scared of stuff like that.
And that could still happen. That could happen anywhere at any time, and you don't have to be a terrorist, just a crazy white guy.
Yeah. And that happened in 93 at the World Trade Center, if you remember.
Yep.
You know, several years before 9/11. And you know, they were on the lookout for stuff like that. But, you know, look how fucking diabolical this plan was. Mm-hmm. Just sending guys all over America, going to college, doing normal things, learning how to fly, taking flying lessons. Nobody had any fucking idea.
Not just flying lessons, but they were interested in learning how to take off, but they didn't really need to know how to land.
Yeah. And they want to learn as quick as possible how to fly jets. Not planes, jets. Which takes an extensive amount of hours.
Yes. But what do you say about the people who some of these guys, some of these pilots and things that were, you know, on the planes, and obviously we know what happened to everyone on the planes, there are those that say that some of these guys have been seen, you know, over in the Middle East and stuff, living their lives now, hanging out with their families and stuff.
No. How can that be?
I don't know. Unless they weren't on the planes. Have you, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's either Zitgeist or Zeitgeist. Have you seen that movie? It's a documentary.
No.
I think it's called Zeitgeist the movie. It is a documentary, and one of the things it deals with is that. And I think it was that one where they show someone had a picture. Someone, like, right at, talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time, just as, was right under the plane, basically, as one of them hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And there is a black thing attached to the bottom of the plane, which should not have been there. And they can't figure out what that thing was.
And they think it's somebody jumping?
No, they think that, you know, this plane was not the plane that they think it was. That, you know, again, if you're going with the whole U.S. government killed its own people thing, that this plane took off from someplace and maybe had extra fuel on it and stuff to make it super, super fiery. Because it's a big thing. I mean, it is attached to the stomach, the belly of the plane. It is a big thing.
Yeah, I have to look for that. I think it went down as it went down. That's what I think.
I hope so, too.
And I don't know if you've ever seen Michael Moore's movie, 9/11.
No, I haven't.
But you should. Because he has some names attached as far as putting the whole thing together with Halliburton, a guy named James Bath, who served with W in the war, or in the army.
Didn't go to war.
No. They've attached all these names, including doing business with the Bin Ladens themselves. The only plane that flew the next day was the Bin Ladens leaving the country. Every yep. other plane was grounded. And he's got like...
My brother was in footage. London. And he was supposed to fly home on September 12th, 2001. And he ended up spending an extra week there.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that were on business places and stuff like that and just had to wait. It was crazy. I remember just wanting to go home and be with my family that day. You know, it was disturbing. But I think it went down as planned. I don't think our government would kill 3,000 of our own citizens. I just don't.
I hope not. Otherwise,
they achieved what they wanted to achieve, I think, by using that more so than making it happen.
Right.
So, anyway, Stace, we got to bring this party to an end.
Okie dokie.
It's been fun.
Yes, it's been a hoot.
Next time we will go ahead and, come up with something just riveting and amazing to talk about in threes. But I love the conspiracy stuff. It was fun, Stace.
Well, thank you. Yes, I had fun too.
Next week we will talk about the results of my tweet. And have some more crazy shit to talk about, because that's what Stacy and I have always done. So we will.
And we will find out if I was able to actually register Lex Daly's penis as a Twitter account.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Oh, I'm gonna.
So.
And don't forget, too, to visit our website, threesomepodcast.com.
Yep, and we have all kinds of great things happening with that as this thing progresses along. This is our second podcast, so make sure you go ahead and check that out, because it's awesome. And we're having a great time. This is going to be good shit. And I want to thank Terry James for being the first guy to podcast and inspire all of us on the show to set up Channel 2, LT2, which is what this show is on. Want you to listen to the Ian Gleason show, because he's a talented dude and he has a lot of great takes on things. Sarah B, my sweet little girl, my second daughter. I have no idea what she's doing for a show, but make sure you check it out, because when she wants to be, that's one funny bitch. And she has some really interesting hobbies, like, you know, wrestling and all kinds of crazy shit like that. And just she's into vampires, and you know, if you're into crazy stuff and you want to hear it from a sexy bitch, then you want the Sarah B show. Of course, there's Terry James Alive, and Dee's Under the Shade Tree, already in production for a couple of years now. Great shows. Make sure you check them out. And last and certainly not least, want to thank my man Drew Hillis of Digital Broadcast Connections for making sure that we have the opportunity to do the threesome podcast, because without him it wouldn't be possible. So without further ado, let's just say it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.